They is, they called it, way back then they called it yellow jaundice and, but, and the malaria would call you turn yellow. Words are used from eyes coming up.
If you have a real bad pain right about here, you might have to go to the hospital and get an operation. You'd say it's...
Might be appendicitis.
Your appendicitis? Have you ever had appendicitis?
No.
Still got your appendix?
Yes, I got everything I was born with.
I think I do too.
I ain't never have had an operation.
I've never had a stitch, have you?
No, I don't believe I have.
Have any stitches?
I don't believe I ever had to have a stitch.
Yeah, that's fairly unusual.
Yes, sir. Never had a broken bone.
Uh-huh. Okay. If a person ate something or drank something that didn't agree with him, it came back up, you'd say he had to what?
He had to vomit or throw up.
Ever heard that called anything other than vomit or throw up? If you were joking about it, maybe?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say he had to puke?
Yeah, sure have. Yeah.
There are several terms there that you might be interested in. You ever heard anybody say he had to heave up?
Yeah.
Or barf?
Yeah.
Ever heard cascade?
Cascade? I don't believe so.
What about blow lunch?
Don't believe I have. Don't believe I
have. I had never heard of a lot of those before either. A person who had to vomit, you'd say he's sick where?
Sick at the stomach.
Sick at the stomach. Okay. What about somebody, maybe one of your neighbors, who had just heard some news? You might say, well, she had hardly gotten the news when she came right over to do what?
To tell him.
Okay. If you invite somebody to come see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you'd say, well, now, if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed.
Okay. And let's say if you and your wife are going to be glad to see me if I come over this evening, you might say, well,
we'll be glad you.
We'll be glad. Okay. Would you ever use the word proud to mean the same thing? We'd be proud to see you?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. Now, you mentioned telling a child who's misbehaving that you might have to whip him, or if you were going to spank him, you might say, I'm going to have to... What? If you do that again, I'm going to have to...
Spank you.
I'm going to have to spank you. Okay. What about if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house again and again, you know, and the neighbors start to think he's getting serious about her, you'd say that he's doing what? He's beginning to...
You say he was beginning to quarter?
Quarter.
He was... that was his sweetheart.
Okay. If talking about this boy and this girl, they would you said that you might call her his sweetheart. Is there anything else that you might refer to her as? She's his
girlfriend,
and he would be her
sweetheart,
or
boyfriend.
Okay. If this boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might see it and say, huh, I know what you've been doing. You've been...
kissing.
Been kissing. Okay. What about if this boy asked this girl to marry him and...